You're listening to the Texas Standard.
And it's time now for another edition of...
Texan.
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 Translation.
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 Texan.
Translation.
Yes, it's our monthly look at Texas linguistics. We break down the speech of one well-known Texan with Lars Henricks. He's a professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin and director of the Texas English Linguistics Lab. He talked with Texas Standard's host, David Brown, about this month's well-known Texan.
Well, this week we're doing things a little differently. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about someone who isn't from Texas. They didn't even grow up speaking English, in fact.
Whoa.
But who spent a lot of time here as an adult.
Well, let's hear this first clip and see if we can identify this person.
I left Germany over 20 years ago and I became a Texan. So thank you guys for having me and we'll see you soon.
So wait a minute. When did you leave Germany, Lars? This sounds like a journey you're at least familiar with.
12 years ago, yes. Yeah.
This is another fairly well-known German who made the move, Dirk Nowitzki, leader of the Dallas Mavericks. So the NBA now in full swing, and even though Nowitzki retired at the end of the last season, I guess this would, what, be a good opportunity to check out how this Texan accent developed over that time, right?
Yeah, let's see how he sounded when he came here.
I'm facing now guys that I only saw on TV so far. So it's I didn't realize it so far. Again, my own apartment was a big thing. And, you know, we practiced twice a day during the practice camp, the training camp. And then I had to get all my stuff that was pretty stressed up.
So that was when he came here, as you were saying, back in 1998. And he was sounding a little bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger there, to me, to my ears anyway. Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a native speaker of German. I hear the Austrian and Schwarzenegger. And,
okay, all right.
And Dirk, for me, that is a textbook German accent in low confidence in speaking English. He doesn't have the experience speaking it so much yet. And he's also still searching for the appropriate words. He has a false friend here. He says, this is so great. I didn't realize it so far.
Guys that I only saw on TV so far. So I didn't realize it so far.
What he means to say is, I can't even believe it yet.
I see what you're saying. So he's still making errors, as one would expect
if they just
arrived in the United States. So let's move on down the road about 20 years or so and contrast what we just heard with a much more recent clip. This one is from the end of the last NBA season after Nowitzki announced his retirement.
I want to clear my head. I want to travel. I want to enjoy my family that sacrificed so much over the last years and see my kids and then go from there.
Spoken like a lifelong American. I mean, to me.
So I would say the accent hasn't changed too much. I could still pick out a number of features of learners' English. And he says American things like, I wanna.
I wanna, right. But still, well, I don't hear anything specifically Texan. He nary said a y'all. You think that's ever going to change for someone of Nowitzki's age?
No, I think he's had his chance, but he's lived in Dallas, and Dallas is a metropolis. And if we had dropped him in Lufkin 20 years ago in East Texas, where there is a strong Texas accent, you would probably hear some of that in his speech now, even though he's a learner. But you are right, he's an adult learner, and especially the phonetics of language learning go a lot more slowly at our age than they do when you're 12. So chances are he would stick with most of what he's learned up to the age of arrival.
But I'm intrigued by what you just said about Lufkin. Are you suggesting that if Dirk Nowitzki was playing for the Lufkin Luddites or something, I don't know, that he might actually develop a sort of accent because of the fact that Lufkin is less, perhaps, cosmopolitan than the Metroplex?
That is, yeah, I would suggest that. As a language learner, you do follow the model of the environment that you're in. And in Dallas, you have a pretty low input of traditional Texas English, whereas in a small town in East Texas, you'd get a lot more of that and much more regularly.
Now, just out of curiosity, Professor, does listening to Nowitzki speak remind you at all of your own experience learning English as a German
reminds me that the struggle is real and we have to sort out these features, and head is not the same as had, and hat is not the same as hat, and all those things.
Yeah.
I went down the same road for sure, linguistically, not with my basketball.
Alas. Well, it's fascinating stuff, as always, from Lars Henriks, professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin and the director of the Texas English Linguistics Lab. We've been talking with him about the voice of adopted Texan Dirk Nowitzki. Professor Henriks, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks, David.